Of course, it's time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. Happy Tuesday, Sunny.
Happy Tuesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you are starting off with Major League Baseball today.
Kim, my opening pitch on the sunny side of sports is Major League Baseball's 86th annual All-Star Game. Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, Ohio, is the venue for the Great American Ball Game, which will be played later Tuesday night. The popular exhibition contest features the top players in the American League and the National League. Under the current format, all-star players in field positions are selected by fans, all-star pitchers are selected by managers, and all-star reserves are selected by Major League Baseball's managers and players. A record 620 million votes were cast in online balloting for this year's All-Star Game. Toronto Blue Jays third baseman Josh Donaldson set a new record by receiving more than 14 million votes from fans. And one of the big baseball stars based right here in Washington, outfielder Bryce Harper of the Washington Nationals, set a new National League record by receiving almost 13,865,000 votes. The starting pitchers for Tuesday night's All-Star Game are Dallas Keuchel of the Houston Astros, who will be on the mound for the American League, and Zach Greinke of the Los Angeles Dodgers, who will throw for the National League. As part of the All-Star Game festivities, a home run derby was held Monday night, and the winner was a local favorite, third baseman Todd Frazier of the Cincinnati Reds, who plays his home games at Great American Ballpark, edged Los Angeles Dodgers rookie Jock Peterson 15-14 in the final round.
The Voice of America, VOA.
From Cincinnati, Ohio, let's go west to another American city, Kansas City, Kansas, where the United States drew 1-1 with Panama at the Gold Cup football tournament. Joining us now with more details is VOA's Toddy Abeje. Sporty greetings, Toddy.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. The USA had already clinched a berth in the quarterfinals before the draw against Panama. Panama opened the scoring in the 34th minute on a goal by forward Blas Perez. Panama looked very confident that they could beat the Americans, but in the second half, the USA got its attack going. U.S. midfielder Michael Bradley scored the equalizer in the 55th minute after a perfect crossing pass from Alejandro Bedoya. Bradley is the second player other than Clint Dempsey to score a goal in this year's Gold Cup for the U.S. After he gave up the first goal of the game, USA goalkeeper Brad Guzan made six saves. Michael Bradley says the American squad is now looking forward to the knockout round.
It's always tricky when you have one team who's advanced, won the group, and another team playing for everything. At the end of the day, we take our 7 points, first in the group, and now all the focus goes to quarterfinal in Baltimore Saturday.
As Michael Bradley just said, the USA team now travels to Baltimore, Maryland for a quarterfinal on Saturday. The Americans will play the third place team in either Group B or Group C as they try to defend their Gold Cup title. In another result Monday, Haiti defeated Honduras 1-0 in Kansas City. The Haitians finished second in Group A with 4 points, 3 points behind the USA, and they also advanced to the quarterfinals. I'm VOA's Toddy Abeje. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Toddy. Just ahead on the sunny side of sports, VOA's Tef Tef and Downtown Brown will take a look at AFC Bournemouth, one of the newly promoted football clubs in the English Premier League.
The Voice of America. VOA.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown.
And I'm Tef Tef.
So this week, we're going to be talking about one of the three featured teams that got promoted into Barclays Premier League. And the first team we're going to talk about is AFC Bournemouth.
This is their first time in their history when they got into the Premier League. So it's probably an exciting time for them. They also won the championship. So,
woo, congrats to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, they were the best team last year from the Division One, so championship. So
we did some of our research for the people who haven't been watching their team actually play this entire past season. We're going to just do a quick overview, players to watch, who they're going to be playing. It's like their first couple matches, see how well they can actually adapt to Barclays Premier League. I think one of the big players we should be focusing on is, you mentioned it too, is...
Oh, yeah, he's one of my players to watch next season.
Yeah, Callum Wilson, amazing striker, amazing speed. If I can relate him to somebody, he'll probably be like a Theo Walcott.
Sure. Again, he's young, but physically a little bit more dominant.
Mm-hmm.
The Premier League is going to be very challenging for him because the defending is a whole different ball game when he can move up to the first league. But mm-hmm. he scored a lot of goals.
He is one of the kind of players who is like gets rebound shots. He's right there, right place at the right time. So
there are three forwards, and between them have, this is Callum Wilson has 23, Jan Kermorgan has 17, and Brett Pittman has 14. So in between them, I mean, that's basically 54 goals.
Yeah.
So that's in between three strikers. So I'm hoping that they can bring the same strike force to the EPL.
There is an African player on the team, Toliko Ranti from South Africa. He has 2 goals. He's actually really fast too. I was watching some of his old highlights. Very fast. He has an amazing shot, I think in 2012, 2013. It blew up. It made a big name, but I think he fell off after that. But he's another good player for African
Not
sports.
A bad return for 16 appearances because, you know, the Wilsons, they've started over 50 times.
Yeah.
And he seems like he's a bench player. And, you know, with 16 appearances, he has 2 goals. So that's decent.
He's understanding his role.
Might not cut in the Premier League, but that's decent.
Some of the matches early on is obviously Liverpool. Yeah. They have August 17th. They got Manchester City October 17th. And then
Tottenham right back.
Yeah, Tottenham right back after that.
And Southampton. I mean, that's actually a pretty tough lineup.
So,
but again, sorry. I think if you look at the first 8 games, though, outside of Liverpool, most of these teams, I feel like they could take points off if they can, you know, play the same way they've been playing in the first division.
So where do you think they're going to finish out?
See, the thing about Premier League is you got surprise teams that usually come in. And some of them stick, but Bournemouth being their first time, I think they're going back down.
I think it might be a little bit of a Cinderella story. I think,
think so?
They wouldn't finish in the bottom three, but I think they'll probably finish above Leicester City. So that's it for Bournemouth. Next week, we're going to talk about Watford. I'm VOA's Downtown Brown.
And I'm Tef Tef.
Voice of America.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports. Joining us now from Johannesburg with more sports news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
We begin with athletics. Nigerian Commonwealth Games long jump champion Brume Ese won women's long jump with a distance of 6.61 meters at the Athletics Federation of Nigeria Golden League meeting in Akure, Ondo State, Southwest Nigeria on Saturday. Blessing Ibrahim Ibukun won women's triple jump with a leap of 13.65 meters, while Okpara Tedas won the men's long jump in 7.54 meters. On the track, Adeloye Oluwatosin prevailed in the women's 400 meters in 52.31 seconds as Nathaniel Sampson won the men's race in 46.37 seconds. Daisy Akpofu won women's 400-meter hurdles in 58.29 seconds as Samuel Okori carried the men's race in 51.62 seconds, while Divine Oduduru won men's 200 meters in 21.08 seconds. Turning to football, Japan edged Senegal 4-3 at the FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup in Espinho, Portugal on Monday. Today, Tuesday, African champions Madagascar play Paraguay. Meanwhile, Ethiopia held their hosts Cameroon to a scoreless draw in Africa FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup qualifier in Yaoundé on Sunday. Nigeria overpowered Liberia 7-1. The Democratic Republic of Congo mauled Namibia 4-0. Ghana thrashed Senegal 6-0. South Africa outclassed Botswana 8-1. Equatorial Guinea dismissed Mali 4-0. Burkina Faso edged Algeria 2-1. And Zambia outplayed Tanzania 4-0. Meanwhile, hosts Maghreb Tetouan and the Democratic Republic of Congo's TP Mazembe drew 0-0. In a mini-league Orange Africa Champions League action in Tetouan on Monday morning. In Tunisia, Polish tactician Henry Kasperczak takes the reins as Tunisia's national football coach. The Tunisia Football Federation revealed in Tunis on Monday. Kasperczak, who coached Tunisia in the mid-1990s, takes over from Belgian George Likens. Finally, in volleyball, African champions Kenya beat Peru by 3-1 in the final of their Women's World Volleyball Grand Prix tie in Canberra, Australia on Saturday. Earlier on, Kenyans dismissed Australia 3-1 in the semi-final. Consequently, Kenya is ranked 21st while Algeria is 27th among the 28 teams in the Grand Prix circuit. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Thanks, Mark. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. I posted a photo at my Facebook page of Wimbledon champions Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams, the world's top-ranked men's and women's tennis players. Responding to the photo, Jeremiah Otine asked me a question. Sonny, what's your prediction? Will Serena break Steffi Graf's modern open-era record of 22 Grand Slam singles titles? Yes, I think she will, Jeremiah. Serena has 21 now, and I think there's a very good chance she'll tie Graf's record at the U.S. Open in New York in September. And if Serena Williams does win another Grand Slam trophy at the 2015 U.S. Open, she'll become the first women's player since Steffi Graf in 1988